True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Elijah Vera Tucker could miss significant time due to an arm injury. I guess he's going to get a second opinion. There's multiple reports out there. Adam Schefter says that Vera Tucker getting a second opinion, but he could possibly need surgery.
You know, I try to fight the fight here. And I've been very optimistic about the Jets all summer. And I was having an awesome morning. And I'm walking to go to the bathroom. And I know we're going to talk Yanks and Mads, little Jets and Giants. Here we go. And as I pass Boomer and Geo's studio, I hear the echo from Jerry, AVT, and listen, second opinion, third opinion, this is not going to wind up well for the Jets, I can promise you this. So, immediate adversity, and, you know, the only way the Jets can really win this year is by running the ball. That's it. So, I fully understand what Justin Fields is, who he's been, and who he will likely continue to be, and that is an average to subpar, most of the time, thrower of the football. So here we are, going into week one, and I don't want to just latch on to that, you know, woe is me, here's a three-win season, same old Jets. I'm not doing that, but boy, it just takes the starch. It takes from me the juice. Like, I was so pumped for this season, but it's football, so things happen. Next man up, whatever, Tippmann to guard, Myers to center. This changes a lot for the Jets. He is really good.
Yeah, because you're right, it is football and injuries happen. Every team has to deal with it. Does every team have to deal with it 3 days or whatever it is before opening kickoff?
No.
To the most important part of their team, the whole reason why we would get behind the Jets and say, hey, they could have some success this year is because of the foundation that they have with the offensive line. They still could have a good offensive line. The problem is Vera Tucker, who was supposed to be an integral part of this offensive line for years, he keeps getting hurt.
Every year.
So, like, there's no way you can rely on him again next year. I'm not trying to pick on the guy personally.
Yeah, no,
I'm just saying,
you.
Like, trying to build a football team, how could you possibly rely on him when he's hurt again? Remember I was telling you about that show that I was watching, the behind-the-scenes Jet thing? Well, he was one of the guys featured in it. He talked about that, like, not being, he didn't want to be labeled as being a guy who couldn't get hurt or couldn't stay on the field, and he took offense to that. Here we are again. He's hurt. Like, I know that it sucks. He's not trying to get injured. I don't think he's soft. I just think it is what it is with Vera Tucker.
But
every year, the guy's hurt. You can't rely on him. He's supposed to be a big part of this team.
Well, you can never give him real money, and that's where he was going to be at the end of the season. Remember, he was obviously a first-round pick years ago, and he's been hurt every year, starting with, you know, Denver back-to-back years, and we know his injury history at this point, but the thought was, and I was reading some stuff, you know, after I found that he got hurt, obviously stayed in touch with this during the summer as well, but he had a phenomenal camp, and he was named one of the captains, and he was up for a big payday. So, you know, it's very frustrating here, Sal. Like, you try to, and I don't want to make this bigger than it is. It's not like when Rodgers went down against the Bills four plays in, or, you know, God forbid, Brunson or Judge or Soto. I mean, he's a lineman. But he's a very important fixture in terms of what they were going to try to do. So now you're going to have to mix and match and masquerade a little bit and try to trick it up a little bit. Well, what we will do, though, what we will get early, and I don't know that it'll give us the absolute answer, but we'll get a little glimmer into the culture, the early days the early planting of the culture seeds by Aaron Glenn, because, you know, weak teams, injuries like this sabotage what you try to do, and they basically destroy you before you get out of the month of September. More resilient teams, tougher teams, teams that are more connected. Hopefully that's what Aaron Glenn, I know that's what he's trying to build. Hopefully that it's rooted a little bit. You know, maybe you forge ahead and you can work around this. But I don't think that you can. I mean, to be quite honest with you, I just gave you names. Tippmann will shift from center to guard, and then Myers will jump into center. And there was the thought that Myers could be the starting center anyway. So there's an answer. But Tippmann at guard, or even Memba would go, whatever you're going to do, it's not AVT.
All right, but this is the point. I know it hurts your excitement, and it's just like, God, come on. Can I be excited for 4 days leading into week one?
No.
Okay, but big picture, I don't think this would hurt. Obviously, it's not good losing one of your better players. We get that. I don't think that this type of injury all of a sudden derails whatever you thought the Jets season could be. It certainly doesn't for me. I didn't think the Jets could be a playoff team. I still expect them to run the football. Justin Fields is such a good runner that it doesn't matter who's up front. Like, he'll elude the pass rush. Like, that's just how good Justin Fields is. Now, as far as straight running the football, yeah, that's going to be a little more challenging now without your main guard and shuffling guys around, whatever it may be. But I didn't look at this Jets team as a 9-10 win team anyway. And even if I did, I'm not letting the loss of Vera Tucker impact it to that degree. It sucks to have that negative cloud. The negative news happened days before opening kickoff. But big picture, I don't think this really changes much with the Jets as it pertains to their upcoming season.
I don't even know if I can agree or disagree there, because it's so hard to quantify what he does. You just know that he's good.
Right.
It's not like a three hitter or an ace or a closer or, you know, your best player.
But it's not like Thomas to the Giants.
That's true. That's true.
You talked about this, Thomas being the most. That would potentially derail their season. We saw it happen.
That's true. But there's also the Giants don't have as many good old linemen as the Jets. So,
right.
Like, which some people might hear that and they say, well, then you could overcome the absence of Vera Tucker because you have more strength in numbers. But running the football is not going to be the absolute strength of the New York Giants. They've got a much better receiving core than the Jets. Starting at, you know, Neighbors and Garrett Wilson, you want to say it's a wash, whatever. But once you get past that, it's a big-time advantage for the Giants. And we've seen, like, when Andrew Thomas goes out, the Giants go from, you know, a bad team to a team that looks completely inoperable. Like, they cannot even perform the most basic requirements of snapping the ball and doing things on the most basic level. That's not going to happen with the Jets here because Vera Tucker's not a left tackle, whatever. But the only chance for me, Sal, and this is what I said for, you know, all summer, I really thought the Jets, and they're still going to try to run it a ton, obviously. You're going to have to run it 32, 33, 35 times a week, and that's going to come from field 7-8 runs here and there. I get that. But their only way to be a good offense is to be an elite rushing team. And when you lose a player like Tucker, you're not going to be elite. It's going to be a downgrade, no matter what Myers or no matter what Tippmann does fill it in. So does it look as bad as the Giants look without Thomas? No. But it's not going to be as good as it needed to be. And for me, that does certainly change my enthusiasm for the season. It just does.
The other thing that it does with the Jets is now make the margin for error. Like, nobody up front can get hurt now.
Yep.
Like, you've already, and that's why you hate to have that happen. First of all, you hate to have it happen anytime, obviously. But you hate to have it happen before you even get on the field in week one. You lose a player during the game. It happens. It sucks. Whatever. You lose a guy like that, an integral part of your offensive line, before you even play a game. Now you got to shuffle pieces already. And the next player to get hurt is just going to derail the entire thing. But if I'm the Jets, I stand pat, and I think Glenn will do that. And I'm sure we'll have sound from Aaron Glenn today as he addresses the media, whatever it may be. I don't know the exact schedule, but we'll hear about it. We don't even know how it happened. I'm pretty sure I just saw Vera Tucker at the Turtleback Zoo.
You would tell me. By the way, it's a great zoo.
Yeah, it
Turtleback Zoo is phenomenal.
Yeah, I like.
What? You didn't like?
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It was okay. You know, my wife complaining up the hills or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then you go look at the bear, and the bear's not there. He's hiding.
Really?
But we were by the giraffe, you know, when you go to feed the giraffe.
100%, yeah.
Okay, so we were by there, and I'm pretty sure I saw
the big open field.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. There was a buffalo, I think,
yeah,
back,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I saw Vera Tucker and his family. They have, like, a newborn baby, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't say anything. I didn't really give it much thought. But yeah. Because he's in my mind because I just watched this Jets show behind the scenes. And then I hear people behind me in the line, you know, with the whisper.
Oh, there's AVT.
Yeah,
oh, there's
exactly,
Tucker.
Exactly. So, and then before I turned around, he was gone.
Did you see the stingrays, by the way? Did you touch him? Did Sammy touch him?
No, we didn't even go to the stingrays.
So, you know when you get in, there's, like, the train, I think, to your right,
yes,
a little bit.
Okay, the trains,
okay.
Yeah.
And then rather than go to the right, there's the aquarium straight ahead. You can actually touch the stingrays.
Yeah,
you got
okay.
It. Next time you take, she's got to feel that.
Did not touch the stingrays.
Awesome.
Maybe next time. But so anyway, point is, Vera Tucker.
Well, you jinxed him. That's what I'm hearing.
Maybe I did.
AVT was healthy at the Turtleback Zoo. Sal sees him, and AVT's probably out for the season.
He looked fine, so I'm curious to see how this happened.
I know.
Was it something that was lingering, and they're just coming up with it now?
My guess, and it's probably going to be a million miles off, because I was thinking the same thing. How the hell did this happen? I heard the news at 9:30. They're not practicing, I don't think, this early yet. I don't think they're hitting on a Wednesday before. I don't think. It may have been a weight room thing. I mean,
yeah.
Did he rupture a bicep? I mean, was he just slogging around too much weight? Was it something from yesterday and it's just trickling in now? I don't know. And, you know, I don't even care. Like, I really don't care how he got hurt. He is just an injury-prone figure, and it stinks. There's some guys who always get hurt, and you can't count on him, and it really is brutal because if Vera Tucker had real health, Vera Tucker would be in the same, I believe, the same mold and eventually the same esteem as somebody like Nick Mangold,
right,
and those other terrific, DeBrickashaw Ferguson. He'd be in the Ring of Honor. That's how good this guy is. So, you know, listen, I mean, I'm not gonna complain all day here, but it really does take the juice from me. Like, I couldn't wait to see these five beasts,
yeah,
these five horses run out of the tunnel and just look to punish, starting with the Steelers in week one. And they'll still have the same mindset, and they'll still be able to run the ball because not five guys didn't get hurt, one did. But, you know, if I thought the Jets, and I said this yesterday, if the Jets could be, you know, maybe messing around for that last wild card in that seventh spot in late November, early December, do I honestly still feel that way today if Vera Tucker is out for the season? My answer is no, because there's now the direct impact of his absence, but as you point out, and it's important, somebody else is going down. And the deeper, at some point, it's football. So the deeper you get into the season, more injuries you have, and the more, you know, average, just a guy kind of a guy is now tapped in to be a starting offensive lineman, you're in trouble if you can't throw. And they're not going to throw the football this year. There's no way they're going to throw the football.
It sucks. I get it.
They got one receiver.
I know. It sucks. I get it. Give you a couple days to regenerate. And then I feel like the excitement can be. This is not what you want opening week leading up to the game. However, I think this is more of a knock on Vera Tucker than it is for the Jets season. Like, it stinks to lose this guy. To me, now you look at Vera Tucker, a first-round draft pick, a guy you had your high expectations for, guy who's hurt all the time. Hey, maybe this will finally be the year. Like, nobody was talking about Vera Tucker being injured at this point. You were talking about the offensive line, how good it's going to be. Hey, he's finally healthy. Here we go. He's hurt again. Like,
yep.
That, to me, is the end of Vera Tucker for me with the Jets.
So, I wouldn't give him big money. There's no way.
There's no way. To me, that's officially a bust because he is not. When he was healthy, sure, but he has not been healthy enough to live up to the expectations that you have from a first-round draft pick. So I think this is more of an assessment of Vera Tucker and, unfortunately, his disappointing time with the Jets than it is about, oh, the Jets season has been torpedoed because Vera Tucker has a serious upper body injury.
Okay, so torpedoed is strong. I'm not going there either. But, like, to me, if we both agree that really the only way for the Jets to be good this year, like a funk, is to run the ball – when you lose one of the best linemen in football, I don't see how you can think that this doesn't change things for the season.
But remember, I don't think the Jets are going to win a lot of games. So my main goal this year, Glenn said it himself, and he said it as good as anybody could ever say it, was not for the Jets to win a lot of games. Obviously, you want to win as many games as possible, but it's for the Jets fans to be proud of a team.
To feel good about the team is what he said. Yeah, yeah.
Thank God. That's all that I've been asking for years. Can you have a competitive football team that you don't look at every week going in like, are they scoring any points today? Are they going to stop anybody today? How are we going to get embarrassed today? Because that's what it's been with the Jets, especially under Robert Saleh, but even before the Gaze, all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We know about the embarrassment. So I think that's going to go away with Aaron Glenn.
So do I.
It may not show in the win total right away, and that's why I don't think that this injury has an impact on that. That other stuff can still be there. Matter of fact, maybe they could come out of it even stronger, and you learn that Vera Tucker's not going to be a guy that you can rely upon because he just can't stay healthy, whatever his issues are.
There's always a silver lining down the road. I mean, obviously, whatever money you may have had bookmarked or earmarked for him, he doesn't get it. Maybe you kind of split it around the rest of the roster, and it makes you a little bit better, a little bit more whole down the road. But that doesn't change for me. You know what I think this does to their season, and again, it's not Rodgers. Understood. It's not Tom Brady years ago going down with when he ripped up his knee right away. You know, and Matt Cassel came in, which and they were actually still pretty good. They won 10 games, but they didn't get to the playoffs, nor did they win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying it's not that level of catastrophic. And it's not even, and you know me by now, it's not even feeding into the same old Jet stuff. I'm really not doing that.
People will, though. You know
people
that.
Will. Yeah. They will. I can't prevent. I won't even try to stop that, really. Like, you guys, you do you. You be you. You do what you got to do. If you feel like it's same old Jets, it's cursed, name it, that's fine. If Beningo's going to start ranting and raving on the Old the Pain podcast that the Jets are cursed, I'm not going to try to stop Joe. But what I do feel, and, you know, again, Sal, this is somebody who really thought the Jets had a chance to mess around and be a playoff team. But the margin for error was razor thin.
Right,
and razor thin. And, you know, right now it does seem like the ceiling's been lowered a bit for me. And it sucks.
I'm not trying to, like, bring up bad memories or whatever. No, I'm just saying it seems like it's always something.
It is.
With the Jets.
I know it is.
That's kind of why you have the, the pain stuff or you can't even, like, you couldn't even, the first year with Rodgers, you couldn't even get through the first game.
Nah.
The first play.
He didn't complete a pass.
You couldn't.
He didn't complete a pass.
I mean, that is, like, historically bad. So, to me, it won't ever be as bad as that.
Uh-huh. I agree. Well,
probably. But the expectations versus the results there, I don't know how you get worse than that. But the excitement that every football fan should have going into, whether it's tomorrow night's game, whether it's Friday night's game, obviously, whether it's the slate on Sunday or Monday night, you should. It's not fair to be robbed of that. That excitement before you even play a game, even with the worst expectations, the lowest expectations, and it's always something with the Jets.
Yeah, and listen, it does feel different. Like, if I'm sitting on the couch on Saturday and Vera Tucker goes down and he's in the blue tent and he's carted off, like, that's football. It sucks, and it changes the season as well, but we're conditioned to deal with that. What the hell happened?
Yeah.
I would just like to know what happened.
Kind of out of nowhere.
Kind of out of nowhere, which obviously, you know, kind of shapes the way you feel about it. There's a rawness to it when you first hear it. You know, when guys get hurt in games, you're almost desensitized to it because you watch football, and no matter what level, somebody gets carted off or is in the tent for a concussion or a torn Achilles or a shattered knee. But here we are. Man, come on. It's Wednesday. I've been hyping up this O-line all summer.
You jinxed them.
I jinxed them.
I think you jinxed them. You're saying I was a jinx at the zoo. You've been hyping up this offensive
How did I jinx them?
You've been hyping them up.
By being optimistic. So I can't even be optimistic anymore? So listen, so later on we'll be talking about the Yankees. And by the way, Max Fried very quietly be getting very, very sharp again. So next hour, if I say, hey, man, I really do feel, I feel the best about the Yankees that I felt all year. And then in a week, somebody goes down.
Yeah.
So then I jinxed this. So,
yes.
So, if that's the case, we can't converse about anything.
No, you can't be positive about anything.
Well, we usually aren't.
Exactly. But with the Jets, you do have a knack for being.
Yeah, I know.
You try to regenerate. I give you credit.
I will always regenerate, but it doesn't mean I'm not hurting today. I'm pissed that it sucked.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.